Hello, mateys. Me name is Pinkbeard, captain of the SS Timberlake, sailor of the seven seas, finder of lost treasures, murderer of lousy scallywags, and seeker of the ever-elusive wiener. Arrgh. Me shipmates just finished cleaning from the poop deck the last remnants of our Super Bowl party. Just like last year, it were difficult figuring out who won the ship's office pool, seeing that all these lousy scallywags signed their name with an X. Second quarter, Eyeball got thrown in the gallows for tossing perch at the big screen again. Oh, and Polly simply brokenhearted over her beloved Eagles losing again.
Polly wants a cracker.
Oh, Polly, black quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl before. As for Pinkbeard, well, I'm not much for football. Like most things in life, I'm forced to go through the heterosexual motions. But really, I just watch for the commercials and the halftime show. And by the way, what a snoozer this year, I? A wax statue strumming 30-year-old songs. The least they could have done is wheeled that peg-leg wife of his out on the stage. We pirates, we're suckers for that sort of thing. Besides, last year's show were great. Well, except for Janet Jackson. She didn't add much. Oh, Pinkbeard tried to make it more obvious this year that he didn't desire to watch another Super Bowl. But me mateys, not privy to innuendo, as you know, me scheduled to dock for a Sunday field trip to a lovely botanical garden, then played dumb when me mateys laughed about how I'd forgotten all about the Super Bowl and must have been pulling their pegs. So I stopped by a Blockbuster Saturday night and picked me up Legally Blonde 1 and 2 and the first full season of Dawson's Creek. Arrgh. But we managed to watch everything before kickoff. Aye, every year me forget how long that damn pregame show is. Arrgh. Eventually, old Pinkbeard caved. Me slipped on me Tom Brady jersey, tied her in a knot at me hip, like I do, painted a goalpost made of yellow wieners on me face, and then whipped together me famous con queso dip. Of course, me mateys never even noticed me wiener art. I guess looking at me face were sort of like staring into a Disney movie poster. Oh, it's there, and they can see it, but people don't expect it, so they assume it must not be true. Well, to make a long story short, the game were again a titanic bore, and the party quickly spun out of control. One-Eyed Willie were drunk again by halftime and spent the second half gut-chucking potato skins into the harbor. By the third quarter, the whores had arrived for body shots and strip pictionary, or as me mateys call it, striptionary. And by the fourth, the men were playing Smear the Buccaneer on the starboard deck because their testosterone were riled and they still had unfulfilled high school athletic achievement issues. Plus, Lefty said watching football just ain't the same unless he's playing rotisserie. But I don't know. Hell, I went to bed in the third quarter with a migraine. No, sir, Pinkbeard's just never been one for me sports. Me father, as ruthless a pirate as ever to sail, he tried pushing me into sports when I were but a wee lad. He thought if I were to play peewee football, I might stop dressing like Bette Midler and pretending I were hosting USO shows for the men. He didn't think it were right for an 8-year-old to be singing the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy in an army green split skirt, thigh highs, and a French beret. So he traded in me Midler wear for shoulder pads and a helmet. But it proved hard catching passes with a patch over me one eye. And when the coach stopped putting me in the game, well, me father stabbed him in his heart at the 40-yard line. Arr. Needless to say, winning the starting quarterback job that away, well, it didn't sit well with me four remaining teammates. So I quit. Well, me father was so angry, he made me run wind sprints up and down the plank till I agreed to take down me Scott Hamilton poster and give baseball a try. It weren't no better. It turns out Rawlings don't make a glove to fit a hook. And for reasons known only to Poseidon, you don't get your base when the pitcher knocks your parrot off your shoulder while you're batting. Me father were so outraged by these landlubbers' rule, he hung the loudmouth blue scallywag from his two balls and one strike. Arr. Hockey proved no better. Ice weren't to be frozen. Why, the moment me father saw the ice ship coming out at first period, he and his matey stormed the blue line, ignoring the referee's charge of offsides. They scaled the ship's sides, beheaded the captain, and claimed the vessel for themselves. The SS Zamboni were now in pirate hands, but I were given a game misconduct and were thrown out of the league. Hard. A failed hockey player I be, too. I thought of playing soccer, but it were just too faggy for me. So it were back to the ship for me. Me sporting days were over, and me father, well, he just never could accept it. If you were to ask me, he had a problem with his brother's kid, Amanda, being such a star at swimming. Oh, the Beard family is a proud lot, to be sure. No, I may not have won me a gold medal or posed half-nude in Maxim, but when's the last time Cousin Amanda unearthed buried treasure with nothing more than a crumpled yellow map marked X as a guide, or killed dead a scallywag just because he might leak a secret or two, or opened a gold's gym on his own sailing vessel? That's right. Just because Pinkbeard isn't much of a jock don't mean he ain't wanting to look good in a tight shirt and a pair of linen pants. Now do it.
Captain Pinkbeard.
Oh, hey, Andrew. What you doing?
It's my trainer.
Want to come in for a shrimp salad and pina coladas?
Now, you know pina coladas aren't on your diet, Captain. Now, come on down. It's time for your workout.
Sure. Oh, Andrew.
Yes, Captain.
Can I try the new Pirates class in the brochure?
You mean Pirates?
Oh, is that how it's pronounced? Whoopsie.
Sorry, Captain. I'm just going to work your chest and your back today.
Oh. Arg.